Okay, well, I'm glad you had a good day. My day wasn't bad either. Basically, I just sat around the house and watched TV and played with my dog. Yeah, I'm happy to be on the net makes me happy. To hear everybody check in, it's just something that makes me smile. And Dave, you do a good job as a net controller. I really appreciate you. And with that, KO Corner WWC, I'm going to give it back to Net. And 73 is Chad. I'll talk to you sometime later on down the road.
Have a safe night. KO4 NUE clear.
All right, Chandler. Well, appreciate you hanging around for the Rag 2 portion of the net this evening. Glad we could get you and Chad together. Take care. Stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
AC4EZN with a comment, Dave.
Go ahead, Harry.
AC4EZN. This is for Chandler. I'm on one of the VE teams up here, and number one, the fees kick in February the 19th, and need to probably talk to Gary to get the official word on exactly how that works. The other thing for Chandler's friend is the technician question pool changes. It's either sometime June or July, so I guess what I'm saying is if he's really, really interested, he needs to get started right now, because when that change happens, then the question pool changes and the answers change and all that good stuff that we're all aware of. But that's just a couple of dates to keep in mind. KC4EZN, back to W4DJW.
That is a very good point, Chandler. I appreciate you. I appreciate you throwing that out there. You do have to keep in mind the expiration of the question pool, and you have to study the right question pool. Make sure the video that you're watching on YouTube is covering the test that you're going to be taking, depending on when you're going to take the test. Like, for example, if you start testing now and you're going to test 2 weeks from now, you're probably safe to use the question pool that's there. But if you're going to start studying now and you're not going to take the test for 6 months, then you should start studying the question pool that's going to be in play 6 months from now, all right? So got to go out there and keep track of where you are and where you're testing and which question pool that you're testing against. Good point, Harry. Appreciate you bringing that up. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JI4LZI with a rate check about when that $35 fee starts.
Go ahead, Andy.
Different things on that. Now, I heard that in April, sometime in April this month, that $35 fee kicks in. Your VEs are turning in all the stuff if you pass it, or turn in all your stuff, but after that, you got to take and send in somehow another $35 to the FCC just after that, before they'll approve it. So, and I heard Harry just didn't say February. So, what's the real deal about that? So I know who to tell any new people myself about it. KI4LZI.
KC4EZN, it's April the 19th, Andy, is when that's supposed to start, or at least that's what we've heard up here. KC4EZN.
I heard some of the ones over there in Oconee County say in April here, so anybody that takes the test after the 19th and say next month, all these new people's coming to take the test, they better realize, even if they pass it, just after that, they got to send a check, money order, or something to the FCC with that $35, or they won't approve it, because the way I understand, VEs don't collect that, and you got to send it straight to the FCC. KI4LZ. the guy, and these new people better realize that.
Well, Andy, I appreciate you bringing that to our attention. And yeah, I did hear February as well. Sorry, Harry, but I did hear February. You might have said April, but it sounded like February to me. And I was thinking February, that's a long way off. I didn't think that email had it that long off, but April sounds like the email that I read. So appreciate you bringing that to light, Andy, just to make sure everybody's aware of that. And that kind of caught me off guard. They've never done that since they've been in existence. And now all of a sudden, bam. So I guess times change, but it's not that much. I think your license lasts for 10 years. If you do, how much that costs per day across 10 years, that's probably not very. That's probably pretty cheap. Anyway, appreciate it, Andy. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for Rag 2, or have I missed any check-ins, call W4DJW.
DJW, this is WD8RON. I've dropped down to low power. I'd like a radio check now.
You're 100% readable. You're full scale, but there is some white noise in there with you. But 100%. Didn't miss a word. Didn't miss a syllable of a word.
Say I was using 50 watts. Now I'm on 5 watts.
5 watts works just as good as 50. I mean, 50 is a little bit clearer, but 5 watts works wonderful.
With this for a while, I'd just as soon use low power if I can.
Yeah, it'll keep things cooler and make things last a lot longer. Can we do anything else for you this evening?
Need to know, I don't know if the white noise is from a fan I have in the background. I'm going to unplug it and see if that makes a difference. Did that make any difference now that it's unplugged?
Give me about 3 to 5 seconds of dead key and, you know, plug it in toward the end and I'll see if I can hear it come on.
It's off now, not running. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm plugging it in now. It's cranked up to full speed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Over.
No difference. It's the same with it plugged in or with it unplugged. There's no difference whatsoever. That's just white noise from, I'm not sure where you're located, if there's some kind of obstruction or something, but, I mean, you're 100% readable. I copy every word you're saying.
Kind of behind mountains on every side, so I think that may be what it is.
Okay, well, the 5 watts is doing good. Making its way through the mountain. Doing really good. Excellent.
The antenna, I've got it located now going due east. I was trying to hit a CAD, a repeater, which is east of here. But I think I'm going to try rotating a little bit north because I was just looking at Google Earth and a lot of repeaters are really north, northeast of here.
Well, there you go. And by the way, you are full scale too. So it's not like you're working to get in. You're not doing much work to get in because you're full scale with your 5 watts.
For the report, I appreciate it. I'm going to sit back and monitor.
All right, Ed. No, appreciate that. Any other stations, if I'm missing one for comments or if I'm missing any check-ins, call W4DJW. All right, be sure and check back by tomorrow night where W2MJB Mark will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and I'm sure he'd appreciate you stopping by and checking in with him. Please stand by for my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night. Go ahead, Gene.
Excuse me about the power settings reminded me, and I put mine on low power. Can you give me the same, can you give me a signal report, over?
You're the same as Ed. You're full scale. You're 100% readable. Every word you're saying, every syllable of every word coming through just as clear as it can be. But there is a little bit of white noise with you.
Roger that. I'm going to leave it at this then. Appreciate it a million. See you a little bit later. Go call you Monday morning. 73s.
Sounds, Gene. Sounds good, Gene. Looking forward to it. Take care. 73. W4DJW clear.
W4DJW, KF4C.
Good evening, Keith.
Didn't have time to get back in for the comment section. But I was negative and negative anyway. Yeah, I figured I'd try it. I actually started inputting that a few minutes before the net started, and you know, turning the knob back and forth to get all the letters and the symbols. You'd already started by the time I got it through. Over.
Okay, well, when I replied to you, it gave me a Y back immediately. Like, it sent it out, and you must have heard it as soon as I sent it out, because I double-clicked, and I have you checked in, and I hit the return key, and it sent it out one time, and then a Y came back, meaning it heard an acknowledgement from me telling you that I have you checked in. So evidently, we have a pretty decent path between us for Apers.
Well, I wasn't sure about that. It seems like there's a Apers digipeter down in Carnesville, Georgia that I hit more often than not. So, yeah, I was wondering about that. So, yeah, it went through pretty quick. Pretty pleased with it.
And I'm thinking I'm using the one up on up behind Caesar's Head. There's one up there. I forget what his call sign is, but... there used to be two of them up there. There's one up there now. But I don't know if we're going direct or if we're going through one. I don't have any. Well, I could go back and dig through the logs, but that's a lot of work because there's a ton of logs with APRS.
That, and I wasn't sure about the format because isn't there like a check-in object or something?
There might be. There's a lot to it, and it expands because, you know, it uses that AX25 protocol or the format or protocol, and then they put their own format on top of that protocol, and that can just keep expanding, and it's been expanding over the years, so it wouldn't surprise me at all. I learned it like 20 years ago. The 24th, I have to... in the year of 24, I have to renew my amateur license again for the second year, so I'll be hitting 20 years as being a man, time flies. But APRS was one of the first things I tackled. So, yeah, it's changed a lot in 20 years.
Yeah, and I believe you were going through that when you were talking about it's like N4POE or something to that effect, I think I've seen in the raw message. But yeah, like I said, I knew I wasn't going to be around to check in. I had a few minutes, so I thought I'd give it a shot. I'm glad you got it. When I finally heard you come on the air and say it and acknowledge it, yeah, that's pretty cool. The other thing, too, is on the logging of everything, I have a netbook that's got Office 365, so I do have spreadsheets, but I've not tried Office 365 offline. Over.
Well, that's all I use on any of our equipment. One of the last computers that we purchased... instead of using an older version of Office, we just got one, just purchased one that has to be renewed. And you get like 10 computers. And it's not very much. It's like $90 a year. And it covers 10 computers, all the Office suite for 365 on 10 computers for $100 a year. So we switched over to that about, I don't know, a couple of years ago, right before COVID, I think, maybe going on 2.5 years now. And that's just been the easiest thing because when you get a new piece of equipment, you just add another one to that one and it just works. It downloads it, installs it, and it gets updated and it just works. So I've been very pleased with that for Windows machines. I use that LibreOffice for Unix machines and it's compatible with 365.
Yeah, and I also, I'm a Mac guy, so that little netbook is the only Windows machine I own. The corporate owns one that's sitting here, too, but I can't really haul it off. I'm going to be out of town next weekend, and then I've got tentative plans that are just TBD, so, but... Yeah, I'd be interested in when y'all are going to get together, maybe one of the weekends that I'm here or something.
When we're going to get together for What did you have in mind?
For a catalog and the equipment.
Oh, good. Wonderful. We can use more people like that. I'll put you down on the list and try to get some more people. That was a huge effort, and we had a really good turnout on the move. And I'm just giving everybody a little bit of a break before we dive right back into it. But I'll let you know. So that's three of us now. And appreciate you reminding me of that. We need more people to volunteer to do the catalog. I think it'll be fun. I think when we get a handful of people over there and we start cataloging things, we had a good time when we were moving. We divided us up into two teams, the supply and the demand. And when supply was digging something out and getting it ready to hand it off to demand, we'd say the demand is waiting on supply. And they'd do the opposite to us when we were having a hard time stacking it. So it made for a fun time for everybody.
I'm sorry I missed that, because I remember y'all chattering away on the way up there. It did sound like a fun thing. And like I mentioned that day, it's, I know you were just kind of offloading everything really quick, just get it loaded up and out of there, but it's still been nice to, or neat to, to handle it. And I'm sure as old as he was, he has equipment through the years, so I just love that kind of stuff. I would have a bunch of old stuff like that if I had a place to put it, but I just, I don't have a place for that kind of equipment.
Yeah, some of that stuff is, he's got some nice test equipment too that's small, like ohm meters, I guess SWR meters. He's just got all kinds of stuff. I don't know. We'll have to go through it. I was, like you said, I was in a hurry to get us out of Ann's hair because she has been very patient with us for a long time. So I was happy to get everything loaded up so that she could, declare victory on that and then get out of there, get everybody moved over to Gene's place and unload the truck and get the truck back where it needed to be. And then now we can take a little bit more time about getting it cataloged and that kind of stuff. But not too long, because we are taking up Gene's space. So I will put you down on the list when it comes time to do the cataloging.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be, I'm assuming y'all are going to do it on the weekend. I'm available any evening, too. As long as it's not a weekend, I'm out of town. I'd be there. And I'm good on QRZ, but it's easy enough. It's call sign at Gmail.
All right, sounds good. I'll let you know when we get a date to do that. We got some other things we need to knock out right now pretty quick. And once we get those things knocked out, then we'll get back to it.
Pat, I probably ought to go ahead and see about joining the club, since I'm pretty much on this repeater. Hardly ever had any of them. A lot of them around here are quiet, so it's nice to have one that's got a lot of activity on it.
Well, you won't hear any argument here for doing that. There's no pressure to do it. I mean, it's there for everybody to use, but the more people that join, the better off, the better we can maintain, the equipment.
4CHY, yeah, I know that's a big part of it, too. So, you got a pretty strong machine here. Covers a lot of areas. So, yep, not giving my hard-earned money to anybody else. Might as well give it to y'all.
I get it. Well, I'm going to go fill up my water. I used up all my water during the net, so I'm kind of dry. I'm going to run down and get one. But anyway, good talking to you, Keith. Appreciate the APERS messages. Like to see those things coming through. Like to see people using that technology.
Get me another handheld. I've been wanting one of the new Intercone HDs, and they do analog and digital APRS. So, I'd love to have the PhD-74, but man, it's crazy. So I'll go with Chinese radio, I guess. Anyway, have a great night, and good talking to you, and we'll catch you later down the log. W4DJ, WKN4CHY,
I'll be clear. Sounds good. Catch you later. KN4CHY, W4DJ, W clear.